In today's one-on-one, I talk to Jan Kopka, a well-known Czech mountain biker who specializes in extreme or adventure racing. His first major competition years ago was the Crocodile Trophy in Australia. Later, Kopka won the Iditarod Invitational, an MTB race held in winter across Alaska. In today's interview, those races, as well as one across Czechoslovakia, are discussed. If you want to find out what it feels like to cross the finish line after pedaling hundreds of kilometers, stay with us. Jan begins by talking about how he discovered adventure racing in the first place.
In that time, I already did biking 20 years. 10 years on the road cycling and next 10 years mountain biking. And all races was almost same, boring. And I started to look for other races, for something what would bring me something new. I found races in nature in different parts of world, and usually it was without people, no civilization there, and usually they were transcontinental races, self-supported races. So it was big challenge for me to try it.
It strikes me that this kind of challenge, where you are really dependent on yourself, that it's very different than a regular race where you're just competing against other people on their bikes, other racers. Here, you're not only fighting the person beside you, but you're also have to sort of overcome your own fears and limits. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. It is. Maybe in hardest races, the other competitors are not important. Important is just you. Your physical and mental preparation or mental strength are the most important factors.
And what was your first extreme race?
The first extreme race I did in 1996, it was Dolomite Man. This race is considered extreme race, but from my today point of view, it wasn't extreme. It was just different race from others. Really, the first extreme race was Crocodile Trophy. It was a race across Australia, and it was through interior of Australia. A lot of deserts and bushes and really tough nature.
I've seen many documentaries, and it seems almost insurmountable to take part in such a challenge. How many kilometers was that race, and what were some of the dangers? Because it's not just the heat, it's also, I suppose, poisonous spiders and that kind of thing.
Yeah. The race was more than 2,000 kilometers long, and it was a little different. It was like Paris-Dakar in cars. We had stages and very primitive camps at the end of each stage. The average length of stage was 170 kilometers. It's a lot in climate like is in Australia. You said also spiders and snakes, and it's really another danger, not only on bike, but when you are camping between stages. Australia is a very poisoned country. The 12 most poisoned snakes live in Australia, so it was another danger.
How did you do in that competition?
I finished fourth. It was a surprise for many people, also for bikers, because in this race were also professional bikers, and I was in that time older, and older means 37 years old, and I did biking in that time like hobby, like amateur, like hobby rider, and so among professional riders I finished fourth.
So was it at that point that you realized that, okay, extreme sport is something that I not only really enjoy, but this is something that I can do well?
Yeah. The first race was very, very hard because it was first and I didn't know. After this race, I was very, very tired and mentally and physically. But I realized, even during this race, I realized that it's just what I were looking for, what I wanted to do. It was not only about racing, but also every race like this brings me a lot of new knowledges interesting people, and you can meet local culture, local people, and you can meet their philosophy, and you can see how hard they live. And it isn't only about racing, but also about new knowledge.
On the one hand, you did this race in Australia, and then you also took part in Iditarod. Now, many people know that that is a famous musher race with huskies, but there's also a mountain bike equivalent. And in 2007, you actually won this race. Do you think that this race in particular deserves the title of being the toughest man-powered race in the world?
Yeah, sure. After Australia, I started to look for a different extreme races in different parts of the world and in different climates. And in Australia, it's probably hottest extreme race. And I tried to find a coldest race in the world, and I wanted to try. I knew that my body can work in very hot weather with problems, but can. But I didn't know how my body can work in very freezing weather. And so I found a race across Alaska, Iditarod, and I prepared for it long time. Mentally, I prepared 2.5 years for it, and physically it's easy. It was a couple of months, but mentally it was hard.
What was the toughest moment for you in that competition?
When I was on Bering Sea, it catch me blizzard, and wind was almost 90 kilometers per hour, and it was flat, and you cannot bivvy, you cannot hit anywhere. You can just to continue in so bad weather. You can't see because snow is flying around, and you have just to go against so strong wind. And I didn't believe that I can get from there.
What you're saying reminds me of a moment that was described once in a book by John Krakauer, the mountain climber, where disaster strikes, or the potential for disaster, is certainly there. And he, if I were to paraphrase it, described a kind of singular motivation or focus that you have to have at that moment as a sports person, just to keep going. Was that the same for you?
Yeah. And especially here in Alaska, you just have to keep going. Be it minus 40 degrees Celsius 1 week. For us, it's very deep temperature.
How did you feel when you won it?
It was interesting because the whole race, I was looking forward to catch finish. And when I was there, I was sad because I knew that the big adventure finished, that next days will be boring. Next days will bring me nothing. So it was interesting. I was surprised that I feel dead in finish. I was lucky, sure. I was lucky that I survived. But I felt that I would like to turn around to go across Alaska back to start.
As a competitor, do you still train as hard as you did before? Do you still compete in races, or has your role changed? I asked because this year, in a couple of weeks' time, we're going to see the second inception of a race that you founded here in the Czech Republic.
I would like to train same as I was a competitor, but it's impossible. Till 2010, I did races. Till now, my last race was in Mongolia in 2010, and I was still training a lot. But next year, I organized the first issue of race across Czechoslovakia, and it took me so much time that I have no time for training as I had before.
Nevertheless, you see the results of your work in a different manner. You've put together this race. New younger racers today are taking part, and I imagine that you see much of the same enthusiasm and drive that you know very well.
Yeah. When I saw competitors, when I saw the people at the finish of the race, I was lucky that I did it, because they felt exactly same what I felt in big race or in big races in the world, and they did it at home. They could do it at home.
So you're saying that was a very satisfying experience for you?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, really, it was satisfying, and that's why I decided to do second issue of this race. And last year it was from Slovakia, from eastest village in Slovakia to the west of Czech Republic. And this year the trail goes opposite, from the most west part of Czech Republic to most east village in Slovakia.
Now, you are based in Jablonec. Have the Jizera Mountains played a big role in your career?
I think Jizera Mountains played the main role in my life, because I like it, and when I need to train, I go there and I train there. When I need rest, I go there and I have a rest there. I am alone in beautiful nature, and I try to charge my batteries. And the mountains brings me all. It's the most beautiful gym in the world.
Mountain biker Jan Kopka was Jan Wellinger's guest in that edition of One on One.